Sean.
When I was younger, it was a great place because we had the beach. I mean, it wasn't like Wester Hales, which, you know, it's way up in the middle of nowhere. You had the beach, so, like, you know, like the summer nights, like it is now, you'd go down there and it'd be just a big, massive adventure, like, you know. And you used to have to cut down the golf course and chore all the sort of golf balls. So Mirrors was great, and there used to be Silver Nows, which was the sort of private place. And we used to go, what we used to call chicken runs, like, you know. And so you just sort of gnash through their gardens, like, you know, and look over their plant pots. It was dead innocent stuff. It wasn't like breaking and entering. It wasn't like, you know, graffiti. It was like, you know, we felt at the time it was really bad, like, you know. Because remember when Safeways got built, like, you know, years ago, we were still quite young, like, you know, it's this big massive supermarket, like, you know. And I remember one godforsaken afternoon when we all went up and my twin brother Kevin was with me. And there was these guys who were like the mafiosa in Muirhouse Terrace. Like, I say mafiosa, but it really, like, you know, it was like nothing like what it is now. But at the time, they were big, like, and so we went up one Saturday afternoon, and I remember we went in and we choried all the smarties, like, you know. And I had the nerve to go up to the woman and say, "Hey, missus, you not got any smarties left?" Like, after being in for the 10th time, and her sort of rushing out to the back, and we'll just see if there's any smarties in stock, like, you know. But I remember coming out and thinking, oh, we've choried too much now, like, you know, they've seen our faces, they ken us, like, you know. And I remember saying to Kevin, my brother, "Kevin, listen, don't you go back in, we've got this big stock pile at the back of Safeway's car park, like, you know, by the railway embankment, you know, enough sweeties to and smarties to survive for a week." And I remember turning away and then turning around and Kevin had went in, and I thought, oh no, like, I just had this awful feeling he was going to get nabbed, like, you know. And he did, and I remember sitting waiting for him to come out, and he didn't come out. And the big terrifying thing about it was my old man, my dad, he was off that day. My dad was a seaman, like, you know. And I'm not trying to say my mum found her. She would be a lot more sort of, like, you know, wise about it. She wouldn't let my dad care. She'd easily be whacking around the ear with a dishcloth, like, you know, and sort us out, like. But my dad would just, he would just murder us, like, you know. And I waited, and I thought, oh, I've got to go into the shop. I've got to go in and see what's happened here. And I sort of went in, like, you know, thinking I was going to get grabbed any minute. And I could just see my brother Kevin's head just above the wee bit where they all sort of sit. There's this wee box bit that they sit, like, you know, and do all their sort of, like, you know, tilling up and stuff like that. And I saw his wee head up there, and I went, oh no! And then I sort of gnashed out the shop, like, you know, because the guys were looking at me, like, you know, and the staff, like, you know, thinking, oh, he must be one of them as well. And I came out, like, you know, and I remember Kevin, my brother, getting into the police car and that. And I had to walk home, and it was the longest walk home, like, you know, dragging my heels, thinking, Kevin would have, I mean, the first thing my old man would have said, he would have said, "Where's Sean?" You know, because we were always together when we were younger, like, you know. And I remember where we lived, it was Muirhouse Terrace, and it was like three big sort of masonite blocks, like, you know, and in the centre there was this sort of waste ground where they had bonies, which were like bonfires, like, you know, and a burnt out patch in the middle of this grass, like, you know. And I remember sort of, like, you know, with the rest of them standing, the ones that didn't get caught, you know, and I could feel my dad, my neck being burnt by my dad's, like, eyes, like, the hoose windy, like, you know. And as I turned around and looked up, like, you know, the way he threw the windy open, like, you know, and he was almost, like, balancing over his knees. "Sean, get up here now," like, you know. And I just went, oh no, and that was it, like, you know, climbing up the stairs, going, oh no, that's it. And I went in. You know, because Kevin's nowhere to be seen, like, he was doing stairs, like, you know, in his bedroom, like, you know, greeting, like, you know, he just had a good tanning, like, "Where have you been?" Blah, 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 smash, like, you know, that was it, out with the belt, like, that was it, you know. God, couldn't he sit down for a week, like,